They talking about, don't send him to his daddy. You just need to go file for child support. Why? Why? Why?
Okay, what's your name? What? Okay. And are you a male or female?
I'm a girl, I think. I'm just playing.
Okay. And your ethnicity?
I'm supposed to say black or non-Hispanic.
Okay. Year of birth?
95.
Okay, 1995. That's a good year. Hometown?
Stone Mountain.
Okay, we in the mountain with it. Neighborhood? Okay. We in here. Let's see what else. How many years have you been in the Atlanta area?
21.
Okay.
21.
Okay, let's see. Any other places live?
Nah, I don't know nothing else.
You ain't gonna claim nothing else?
Nah, okay. That's all I know.
Alright, let's see. Your parents' birthplace.
Where my daddy was born at? My mom was born in Florida. My daddy was born in Decatur.
Okay.
Atlanta. One of them. Thank you, Grady baby.
It's a hell of a connection. Let's see. And if you didn't know already, my name is and I will be the interviewer today. And today is, I believe, the 26th of January.
Yep.
Okay. And the person I'm interviewing is friend, family, I call her my sister, you know, she the folk around here, so as we're continuing, let's see, the recording equipment we're using is the Zoom Handy H5 recorder. Okay, so now I'm going to get into some more general topics or whatever. Do you have any siblings?
I have 4 brothers and 2 sisters.
Goddamn.
Yes.
Okay, are you close to any of your aunts, your uncles, grandparents, cousins?
All of them, but everybody just pretty much got their own thing going on. So, you know, when you grow older, and you just, you know, start pretty much, doing your own thing and can't really link up how you used to, but that don't mean we not close.
That's cool, man. When next time you think y'all having a family reunion?
We just had one in July.
Okay.
2016, so it might be 2018 before we have another one.
Okay. How was it?
It wasn't as big as I thought it would be. Uh-huh. It was like everybody, it wasn't good timing. People wasn't, a lot of people didn't really show up. Yeah. But we still enjoyed the people that we did have. And it was more so the older people, and that's who you want to see before they check out, you know.
Nah, that's for real. That man fucking broke some shit over here. Let's see. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. All right, thank you. So, for the siblings, I know you said you had, like, what, 4 brothers, 2 sisters? Who's younger or older, or where you reside in the mix?
The oldest girl and the second oldest out of them. I only got 1 big brother. Everybody else younger than me. And me and him only 7 months. And then you got 18. Uh-huh. And then I got twins. They're 11. Then I got he's 4. And is only... She's only 4 months.
Okay. Out of all of those, you got a favorite?
Can't really put a name on it, but you know.
Hey, okay.
It's because we the closest.
Nah, definitely.
But, and my big brother, he grew up with his mom, so. And then the other 4, they just so much younger, so. Ain't nothing personal. Me and just always had a bun.
Okay, did you feel like got away with more things than you did, or you got away with more things than she did?
I feel like she did because I don't know. I could get away with murder, and my conscience is not like mine. I care. Got I don't give a fuck mindset.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like that too, but more so her, cause she don't care.
Oh, cool. So we speaking on, you know, fam, and it's good that you got a good relationship with them. What about your relationship as far as your friends and stuff like that?
I'm not really a friend person. I have so much family, like, we so close. I got one cousin, I got one friend, and then I got my sister.
That's beautiful. You count them all on a hand. That's, I mean, you might have some good quality over quantity. That's how I look at it.
And they the only ones who stayed down. Like, hey, everybody else gone.
So your one friend in particular, what do you do together with that friend?
Smoke, okay. Work out, eat.
Yeah.
Talk about boys.
Yeah.
Chill.
How'd you meet him?
Sixth grade.
Wow. Okay. That's over a decade right about there. Damn near.
Yep.
Let's see. Since you said something about school, how was school for you coming up?
School was what you made it at my school. I went to middle and high, and I went to elementary. And it was like, in the beginning, it was good. It was an excellent school. You know, we was all cool, and then you got folks moving in from crazy areas. Then you got everybody else around our area growing up, venturing out and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like, one day you might have, we might make, what is it called? We might meet all our criterias or something. Then the next day, they want a food fight or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or the next day, you know, you got these gang members, quote unquote, coming in and out of school. We like, who are y'all? Where'd y'all come from?
So, Ron, what grade was that happening?
That was like seventh grade.
Okay. Damn. Early.
Seventh grade. You started having all the wretchedness.
Okay. Let's see. How many students used to go? How big were y'all classes and shit?
Well, when I got in high school, I took on AP classes. But throughout middle school, it was like 30 and 40 kids in the classroom. It used to be so hot. But in high school, I only had maybe like 10, 11 people in my class.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes 20 at the most.
Okay, that's a good day. 20 at the most. What kind of subjects did you take?
Of course, the basics, math, reading, science, social studies. Okay. Then I got biology and AP, geometry and AP, whoever else.
Yeah.
All those different maths, and then they had, of course, biology, chemistry, physical science, and all that, economics.
Ooh, I had economics early? Mm-hmm.
Not middle school, that was like high school.
Oh, okay, I didn't get economics till college and shit.
Oh, no, I had economics like 10th grade.
You remember anything from them classes?
Of course you can remember math, because that's your money. English and stuff like that, literature, stuff like that, it broadens your vocabulary and it opens your mind to, I guess, believe and think. And then, of course, you got our history and stuff. You got, you know, some history, well, all history really is our history, but then you hear different aspects and different point of views as you grow older. And then you eventually get your own mindset. And chemistry and science and stuff like that, I ain't really go for all that because I got a real weak stomach. But everything else was pretty cool. Like, real cool.
You got to be a certain type of individual to be a doctor, man.
Yeah. And I had, my major was going to be nursing. Mm-hmm. Like, I switched my major up as soon as I took them classes. I'm like, oh, my stomach is too weak. I was in those classes. They were trying to get us to dissect. I'm like, dissect? Only thing I know how to do is gut fish. Yeah. Like, they got a pig out here.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Frogs. I hate them. Mm-hmm. They got all kind of stuff.
Oh, my goodness. I never.
So I just switched to social work.
Nah, and that's still something in itself as well. Like, oh, shit. Tell you.
That's what I do. That's what I get.
Just ask you right there. Let's see. What was your favorite subject, though?
Math.
I knew it was going to be math.
Not just because of money, but just because that's always been the subject that I could understand fast. Like, my grandma and my cousins, they used to pay me to do their math work. Like,
oh, I'm finna have you help me out with some math, then.
Oh, yeah, I'm a genius in math. My mama is, too. Like,
oh, yeah, I can tell your mom fought with math.
My mama real fought with math. But I don't even... My daddy real smart with it, too, but he don't know, like, the... Once they added all the letters and all that, that's when you lost him.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's two different type of math.
Yeah. But he can add up some numbers in his head in a heartbeat. What kind of math you taking?
I don't know. I'm just looking at a math book.
Oh, that ain't even yours.
Hell nah. I think this is really my auntie's. But this joint's so old, though. I think this joint came out in like the 80s. The 2000s is going to be considered old.
Right. Bruh. All our generation is 21. 96 babies is finna be 21. It's about to be 21 in a little while.
I don't see how the fuck they could trip on little niggas not knowing who Tupac was. Like, niggas weren't growing up when Tupac was like out like that.
That's what I'm saying. But I bet you if you ask on somebody, they know. Like, you could ask these folks, Kendrick Lamar, just speaking on J. Cole.
Yeah.
Of course, Young Thug and those kind of rappers. You know, but rappers in debt, like, you can't ask them about that. Like, that's before their time.
Like, we going out our way to fuck with that shit just because we fuck with, like, the 90s and shit like that. They don't got to fuck with the 90s at all, though. I barely made that shit. Like, I'm, like, kind of halfway between both of them. I really want to bridge the gap on that, man. Do what I can. I just like both of them, man. Really, all of that joint the same for real when you really think about it.
Yeah.
Especially if you know about numbers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what? Look, you know about decimals? You like that? Okay. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, oh, man, I forgot how to say this word.
That some of that stuff, you be like, what? You be showing me some work. They got, these days, they got new stuff. Uh-huh. Like, I'm like, I ain't never seen that when I was in school.
Oh, she did have that, like a new age looking.
She had some problems. She showed me on her online class. It was like, I don't even remember what it was. But I'm like, okay, I'm getting the beginning, solving the first. And then they started talking about regions and some. I'm like, what the fuck is a region?
Okay, now this one is, for example, this joint is saying it out plain as day, and I'm still having trouble getting that. How that happened? I know that they worked it out and everything.
Oh, they just dropped decimal and subtracted from the, just like you do regular subtraction.
Okay, so what's that? $436.72 subtract, well, minus $49.46.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd that give you?
$387.26.
Hey, would you be able to do that without, like, that paper right in front of you? Like, yeah. If somebody told you that, you'd just know that exact number like that?
I would calculate money like that, because at the little job I work.
I broke that shit, too, bro. I'm not even doing that, bro.
Yeah, this little, what's that? Oh. At the, they don't have registers and stuff, so you gotta do it all in your head. So I just be like,
member orders, all that different
stuff. And that food so doggone good, like, ooh.
Falling through that bitch. Let's see, what kind of music you like right about now?
I guess you could say hip-hop and R&B, because I love to sing.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just can't listen to all that. I just be liking the beats in hip-hop songs.
The beats.
I be listening to the beats.
Well, you got R&B and a good beat going together. That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
August Alsina pretty good at doing that.
I don't really listen to him like that.
Oh, man, I don't either, but I just know.
Yeah, I heard a few of his songs. Yeah.
Right.
He be straight.
Jeremiah, he be turned up too.
Yeah. Sometimes he just need to lower his voice though.
2 Chainz about to come out with an album called Girls Love Trap Music.
I thought you was about to say 2 Chainz about to start singing. I was about to say, hell no.
He might
on
this shit, bro. But I don't know. We gonna see. He been coming out with some bangers lately, though. I like 2 Chainz.
Yeah. And Future.
Future. He really been chilling lately. He might start turning back up.
Exactly.
Again.
But he been chilling in a good way, though. Like, yeah. He been all over the place. You can understand him.
I feel like Thug's starting to get on that, too.
Is he?
I thought he was not gonna stop dropping mixtapes out there. He chilling
exactly
right now. Oh, never mind. His last album, he was in a dress. He went all the way out.
Okay.
Was that a dress? That was definitely a dress, right?
Yeah, talking about that cheetah.
No, not the cheetah one. The album cover one. It was like a wedding type dress.
Yeah, it's talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Hey man, that's good publicity right there. Really turn.
What this fuck that is?
Would you trip if JJ wanted to wear one of them dresses like that?
Yeah, I trip. I did not have no good girl.
I mean, that's just parenting right there. I don't approve.
It's not. I'm not gonna say it ain't good parenting, cause you can't say.
I would personally say it was like an unwritten rule. You gotta at least let them just grow up first before they make that type of decision on that.
Right, like. And then I be seeing these videos. These mamas be letting their little boys dance and stuff. Like this lady had her son dancing in the dress, and the little boy just doing it like. I will beat the shit out of JJ, like.
I mean, I get how it's funny and shit like
no,
that.
No, that is not funny. I don't find that funny at all.
I mean, if it's not funny, it's just like, okay, they're doing their thing, they turn. But a little crazy. All right, though. That's going to be an interesting topic one day.
Right.
Cause I don't think my mom would let that shit go down either. I just want my thing personally.
You can't
I would hope she would know to do that shit. Goddamn.
I don't know. You can't judge them and all that stuff, but
I'm not judging nobody.
Yeah, I'm preventing it the best way I can. Like, why? I just want to know why you feel like digging the booty is okay. Like. Why?
I would want to know too.
Why, JJ?
A decent explanation.
Not even why, JJ, because I know that's not going to happen to him. But
I get that.
Why would you? What's the matter?
I don't know. I'm curious too. What's another thing we're talking about?
I don't even know. That just threw me.
Nah, that's real. Mm-mm. Yeah, you never try to play no instrument?
never tried to play
an instrument. You went in band and that shit.
Man, I tried to play the flute. That didn't work out.
Okay.
The recorder, boy, I was the shit on the recorder, boy, in fifth grade.
Yeah.
So I tried to advance to the flute.
I knew a couple little notes on the recorder, too. I was turned for a second, and they just started getting advanced. I just started turning into some other flute type stuff, like a conservative recorder. Oh, snap. What if somebody brought in an old school elementary school recorder and put them on a trap beat?
Well, that'll be fine if they all playing it together.
Ooh!
How you got a roll with no weed? Bro, I knew I just had a lighter. Like.
Oh, man, I crept it again. I'm tripping. Get that away from me. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Donald Trump is the president.
Man, I don't even want to speak on that. Donald Trump is your president. Obama is my president, okay? Obama is my president.
Man, I'm really, you know, the type of person I am, you know, I give people the benefit of the doubt so hard.
Yeah.
Like everybody, even Trump. I'm like, maybe he ain't going to do nothing bad at all. Maybe.
Just maybe, bro. Just damn maybe.
Just damn maybe. Dang, bro. Did they punk Obama?
Not that I know of.
Bro, Obama was the president for 8 years, and he couldn't save black people. Everybody loved Obama, bro. And I mean, Obama is not like, goddamn, like, hey, stop fucking with black people. He the president. He could just say that. Like, now, I know y'all see me president.
But did they go say he racist? Did they go say why he just talking to black people? Like, da-da-da-da-da.
You know they gonna say that, but now, I mean, he done helped everybody, man.
Yeah. Some of y'all still got Obamacare.
Some of y'all niggas still got Obamacare, man. I think that's really what they trying to make it. Obamacare be like, okay. You was fucking with Obamacare, then we got you.
Right.
If not, then it's tough. But then the same thing I see about the Obamacare now memes and shit like that. Now they switching it to the Donald Trump memes and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, you know, I'm the motherfucking president now, so, you know, let me get rid of the school debts or some shit like that. Bernie Sanders,
I hope he just chill. Right. He just would have been laid back. Old as hell.
Old as hell. But he would have been saying some Yoda type stuff.
Yeah. I be trying not to even get too deep in politics and stuff. I be listening to it. Mm-hmm. But I don't really be... I don't never really have a response.
Nah, me neither. I don't even know what the heck is going on over there. I think they're just passing bills and making paper, you know, more than what it is or whatever.
And then they talking about somebody need to put Obama on a $25 bill. Where is Obama on a $25 bill?
That'd be kind of turned though. Obama get the $25 bill.
Right.
You know, they gonna say something about that, but it ain't that big of a deal.
It's
what,
not.
But the way he supposed to be the new 20?
Right.
I think that's
right.
Get 25. I'd be cool. So, you know, Benjamin Franklin. Nah, not Franklin. Abraham Lincoln, was he on the $5 bill?
I thought he was on the $1.
I thought that was George Washington.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
You know better than me.
Let me see what the time is.
11:13.
Let me see what that means on this timer. I think this is a pretty good conversation, though.
Right.
All right. I'm gonna have a paperwork clause. Be like, hey, man. Oh, my phone just died.
As always.
Oh yeah, I can see how much time is on the actual recorded. Ooh, jump. 25 minutes.
I don't be working out. I'm too little. I need to eat.
Man, you lucky. You lucky. You don't gotta work out and you go like that. I don't gotta work out and I look like this.
I wanna work out, but I wanna gain some weight, then work out.
I was waiting on that too.
If Miss Pat pull up right now, I'm gonna say, hey Miss Pat.
Yeah, that's what I like to say too.
Why your mama had to name me directly after her?
I have no idea, but I'm glad she did. I thought with that. That's a small move.
You love, she love you, like.
She love me like a mother. Hey. Junior, I just
did. Both of y'all just bad.
You need a pat out this motherfucker. I'm turning all the way. I've been thinking about Peyton lately.
Peyton. I know a little boy Peyton. I know two little boy Peytons.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a turn up, man. Peyton.
Peyton Emanuel.
Ooh, Emanuel. That's his player right there. Peyton Emanuel.
My son name's so ratchet.
What?
What name go like? Did.
I kind of like that though.
I told that man, JJ. I mean, I told that man. If he be a little boy, yeah, I'll let you know him.
Hey.
Man, it came around to be a little boy.
What you was going, if it wasn't a, if it was a girl, what you was going to
name? I don't know. I ain't even had no girl names in my head.
Yeah, just do it, little boy.
Hmm.
That's young crazy. I always hear, like, a lot of females say they'd rather have a boy than a girl. Why is that, though?
Boys easy.
Boys are easy, huh?
Boys are chill.
Why females not easy?
Because it's not a bad thing, but you gotta teach them more in a sense. You gotta show them this and show them that. Boys, yeah, you gotta do the same, but it's like, I don't know, it's just, I don't think it's different raising them. I just feel like, I don't know, like as far as cycles and bras and this and body odors and
they didn't even think about that
stuff. All that stuff. Boys, none of that.
So y'all endure like some pains that we won't even have never experienced, and then y'all bring like life into the world. That's amazing.
What? It's the worst, best, craziest feeling in the world.
Oh, man.
That doggone.
Women should at least be getting paid around the same amounts as guys if there's any type of shit like that. I didn't think it was like that. They're saying that, you know, women don't get paid as much as men and shit.
Right. But you got more single mom households than single father households.
Yeah, you kind of seen the number of the fathers turning up, but it's still nowhere near what the mama's holding them down and shit.
Yeah.
Like that.
me and gonna be like, you and Miss. That's it. You can have two rooms.
Yeah. That shit gonna be crazy.
Well, we really used to live right here, like.
Man, I had that basketball gold up.
Okay.
Video game.
I don't really be playing video games. I just be playing games on my phone.
Oh, what kind of games you play on your phone?
Stupid games. Real stupid games. Cookie Jam. Ooh,
I don't know what that
and
is.
Then I be playing Game Pigeon games. Wanna play?
Yeah, let me see.
Your phone dead.